This is Akashwani. The news read by Hagayani. The Prime Minister will visit Jammu and Kashmir on the 6th of this month and dedicate multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees to the nation. To boost rail infrastructure and connectivity in the region, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Chenab Rail Bridge and the Anji Bridge. He will also flag off Vande Bharat trains. A meeting was held between Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Australia's Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Richard Marles in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the Australian Deputy Prime Minister expressed solidarity with India against terrorism. He stressed that India and Australia are close partners in defence and maritime security. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh apprised his Australian counterpart on the challenges being faced by the country on the Western Front. Out of seven multi-party delegations carrying out the message of India's principled and resolute stand against terrorism, four delegations have now returned to India after concluding their successful visit to respective countries. The all-party delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde reached New Delhi this morning. They returned to India after visiting UAE, Liberia, Democratic Republic of Congo and Sierra Leone. The multi-party delegation led by NCP-SP MP Supriya Sule is scheduled to return to the country this afternoon. The delegation is returning after visiting Qatar, South Africa, Ethiopia and Egypt. The parliamentary delegation, led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, is currently on its visit to the European Union headquarters in Brussels, Belgium. Meanwhile, the all-party delegation led by Congress MP Dr. Shashi Tharoor reached Washington, D.C. to meet members of the U.S. Congress and administration, think tanks, media and policymakers to brief them on Operation Sindoor and India's strong stand against terrorism. The BJP today hit out at Congress and senior party leader Rahul Gandhi over the alleged criticism of Operation Sindoor. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said that the way Rahul Gandhi compared the armed forces' success with surrender as a clear insult to their valor and sacrifice. He questioned the Congress party, saying that after the 26/11 Mumbai attacks, the UPA government stated that the composite dialogue with Pakistan would not be affected by terrorist activities. In Assam, flood situation continued to remain grim, affecting over 6,30,000 people in 21 districts, with the death toll rising to 12 in the state. During the last 24 hours, six people had lost their lives in flood-related incidents across the state. More than 1,500 villages affected by flood on over 14,700 hectares of crop areas have been damaged across the state. Assam continues to reel under severe flood for the last 1 week. The river Brahmaputra, Barak and other tributaries are flowing above danger level. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, nearly 40,000 people are in the 223 relief camps. The state government has engaged SDRF and NDRF teams for rescue operations. In Sikkim, the air rescue operations from Pakyong Airport was called off today due to inclement weather. The Indian Air Force choppers did not operate this morning due to weather conditions. The district collector said that two choppers had been put in standby mode to airlift over 110 stranded tourists at Lachin. Orange alert has been issued by Met Center Itanagar for Papumpari district for heavy rainfall, thunderstorms and lightning till tomorrow morning. Heavy rainfall is expected in Itanagar till tomorrow morning. Liberal Democratic Party leader Lee Jae-myung was sworn in as the 21st president of South Korea today. He will serve a five-year term. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Lee Jae-myung on being elected as the president of the Republic of Korea. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he is looking forward to working together to further expand and strengthen the India-Korea Special Strategic Partnership. About 1.8 million pilgrims from across the world, including India, are converging at Mina in Saudi Arabia as the annual five-day Hajj pilgrimage, which began today. The pilgrims began their journey from holy city of Mecca to assemble in the tenth city of Mina. They will spend the night there and move towards plains of Arafat at dawn tomorrow for the day's main ritual of Hajj, reciting prayers. Royal Challengers Bengaluru have ended the 18-year wait for IPL title and finally clinched the trophy, beating Punjab Kings by 6 runs in the final last night. The Rajat Patidar-led side fulfilled the dream of every RCB fan, along with that of franchisee veteran Virat Kohli, when they lifted the trophy at the Narendra Modi Stadium. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.